Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here at the beginning, I want to remind you how I have defined the providence of God, and then I am going to acknowledge a good question, one you might have. Then I will attempt to answer this inquiry. I hope you will follow closely as we go on this little journey together. And so first, this definition of providence that we have been working with. By providence, we mean God preserves everyone and everything he has created, and that God directs the actions of everyone and everything he has created, working all things together for his honor and for his glory. Up until this point, we have covered every aspect of this definition in the Bible. To me, this is a very biblical definition of divine providence. And perhaps as you have listened over the last couple of weeks, a question has bubbled up to the surface of your mind. It may go like this. What about free will? Are humans free to act how we want to act, or does God control our every move? Are we robots controlled by God? Are we puppets, and is he the puppeteer? Does God pull all of our strings? If we say that God preserves everyone he has made, and if we say God directs the actions of everyone he has made, by that are we saying that humans have no free will? Our theologian friend A.A. Hodge puts it this way, does God determine the creature in every case to act, or does the creature determine himself? A more modern way to ask the question by way of analogy would be to wonder, are we all players in a video game with God at the control stick? Is he sitting on his couch in heaven with the joystick in his hands, moving us around this world, forcing us to do what he wants us to do, even forcing us to do his will against our own will? As human beings, we have a natural tendency to want to be in total control of our lives. Like trapping the cat in the corner, the hair on our back stands on edge, and we show our teeth and hiss at the mere suggestion that we are not free to do what we want to do, that we could possibly be under the direct action of God, that it is he who controls our destiny and not we ourselves. So, what is the deal on the providence of God and the will of men and women? Let's explore. As carefully as I can and as succinctly as I can, I'm going to follow our theologian friend Francis Turretin as he develops his answer to this question from the Bible. Only the Bible will do, because only the Bible is God's final and authoritative word on this subject and on all subjects. And I am telling you up front, I will be quoting quite a bit more than usual, so I tell you what I will do. Every quote I'll put on the God Is podcast page on Facebook, or you can write to me for these. If you have Facebook, search for and like the God Is podcast page. We post there multiple times per week, and each of these quotes is up on the page. That's the easiest way to get these. God Is podcast on Facebook, or email me, mark@godisministry.org, or send regular mail to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890, mark@godisministry.org, and that's Mark with a K, M-A-R-K, or God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Just send me a quick note asking for the quotes. They will be an aid to you in your own study. Now, for example, you could insert them in your Bible and refer to them when you need to. Rewording Turretin slightly, in question number 6 of his treatise on the providence of God, he asks, quote, "How can the providence of God be reconciled with the liberty of the will of man?" I will give that to you again. How can the providence of God be reconciled with the liberty of the will of man? Now, the first thing Turretin does after asking the question is to humbly admit the difficulty in answering it. And I really like how he does this up front because I feel the exact same way. Friends, this is a difficult question to answer because while Holy God gives us some answer in the Scripture, it seems that we can never fully answer this question to our satisfaction. So what we need to be careful about not doing is to try and say something God is not saying. In a sincere effort to fulfill our curiosity, we must not go where the Bible does not go. Let me quote Dr. Turretin again. This question is incapable of being sufficiently explained unless we follow the light of the divine word and religiously restrain ourselves within the bounds prescribed by it. I will interrupt. By divine word, he means the Bible, and he is saying we've got to stay within the Bible. Our only sufficient answer to the question of God's providence and the human's free will is here, in Scripture. No other answer, no other guess, no other idea will do. Human reasoning is of no use to us here. The 17th century theologian Turretin continues, quote, "These two things we derive most clearly from the Scriptures, that the providence of God concurs with the human will, yet the liberality of the will remains unimpaired." What is he saying here? Turretin says that God intentionally directs our every action and that our free will remains intact even as God intentionally directs our every action. There is simultaneously both divine providence and human will at work within each one of us. Stick with me and let's read more of what he has to say. I'm quoting again now. "But how these two can consist with each other, no mortal can in this life perfectly understand. Nor should it seem a cause for wonder, since God has 1,000 ways, to us incomprehensible, of concurring with our will, insinuating himself into us and turning our hearts, so that by acting freely as we will, we still do nothing besides the will and determination of God. Thus here, deservedly, we exclaim, 'O the depth! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.'" Romans 11:33. End of quote. And that, even in the English translated from the Latin, is beautiful writing, isn't it? And notice the emphasis. We cannot perfectly understand how it is that God is freely at work within us, and yet we continue to possess the will to act. This is a wonder to us, a mystery, that just as God has thousands of mysteries, things incomprehensible to our feeble human minds. There is a lot we do not totally understand about God and how he works. Although often ignorant of how God works, we should not deny that what the Bible says about his work is true. The truth is, God insinuates, God maneuvers himself in our hearts in such a way so as we continue to act freely, but then our free acts result in what God had planned all along. I remind you, this is precisely what we have seen recently in the life of Joseph and in the death of Jesus. We learned exactly what Turretin is saying in both of their lives. On the one hand, we read about the very human, the down-to-earth, sinful, and evil work of Joseph's brothers and Christ's killers. On the other hand, we affirm the very divine, up in heaven, holy and pure work of God in the good that he brought out of all that evil. It is indisputable. There is God's providence and there is man and woman's will, and while the person's will is always free, God is always seeing to it that what comes to pass from people's free action is what he has decreed from the beginning. I will have more on this for you tomorrow, more of Francis Turretin as well. But I want to end today being very practical, making application of this for us. We're living in the real world, not in the library at a theological college, university, or seminary, right? We are dealing with a myriad of issues, and all of them require the wisdom of God to know how to handle. We live in a complex world. Well then, whatever you and I face today, it will do us well to look for the providential hand of God in directing our actions. Let us be on the lookout for God. Yes, we still have to get up and act. We are not robots. We are not puppets. We are people, the highest order of God's creation. And he has made us with a will, with volition, to make choices and decisions, so we act. We are made in the image of God, and we as people act accordingly. But we can act in full confidence, knowing that God who made us is in charge. God is working together all our actions towards his intended ends. Somehow, well, hard to understand, we do nothing besides the will and determination of God. And so let us trust him with our lives, and let us not procrastinate in doing that which we must do this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Do not get immobilized in living your life, but live your life, and I will live my life, under the providence of God. And speaking of your will, I hope you will be here tomorrow as we end the week together discovering more of who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.